Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. She lived a life of abuse, addiction, and eventual incarceration. Her story, the all too familiar, from many she would meet behind prison walls. It wasn't until a failed suicide attempt at age 26 that my next guest would receive the giver of all life, Jesus Christ, and powerfully so. That story in full, and her soon-to-be-released See Me Free from the Confrontation Within. In the meantime, the many chapters of overcoming, or as she would call it, her own, quote, Josephine calling, has been painstakingly yet gloriously liberating. How? Here to share that amazing story and more in this testimony preview exclusive is founder and president of Life Changer Legacies, Shabar Ministries, and author of her soon-to-be-released See Me Free from the Confrontation Within, wife of internationally renowned speaker, author, and founder of Marketplace Leaders, Oz Hillman, whose latest, The Joseph Calling, makes their story together a match truly made in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to testimony a wonderful joy indeed, Pamela Winderweedle Hillman. Pamela, welcome to testimony.
Oh, thank you so much. It is an honor.
Pamela, it is an honor to have you. Your story is one we are hearing all too often these days as heralded in the hashtag MeToo movement, which can start with an inappropriate touch to years of sexual abuse, which you experienced beginning at the age of 5 and by 3 different men. In our brief time here today, and we will need to have you back when your book, See Me Free, is released, will you just share with our listeners how your own abuse began, why it wasn't stopped, and the addictions and incarceration that would follow, and then your marvelous ministry of restoration today, Pamela Winderweedle Hillman. Please tell us that story.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I did experience many sexual abuses and physical and such, and it led me to use drugs at 9 years old to escape the pain. And that led into a 35-year addiction, which, as many know, prostitution and many things come with that, destructive behaviors. And I was kidnapped. I'd been tied up and raped and ran over, shot at, just all sorts of really horrific things happening in that destructive behavior. Many car accidents, and I know for a fact that God saved me in these accidents because I was molded for a body cast. My throat was sliced. I was in a wheelchair. They said I wouldn't walk again, and I run today, praise God. Liver failure 3 different times on the critical ward, dying once. And God has restored me, totally restoration. And being just in that area with many of the people, like Colombian mafia people, you get so deep in it, you don't realize your own life anymore. And you don't want your own life. And that's when I did try to commit suicide at 26, and the Lord came in, filled me with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and my life was totally changed. But the addiction was still there in my soul because the wounds were still there. But He took me to a place and rescued me in prison. In 2010, I was rescued. He delivered me in prison. And as I was checking out these self-help books, recovery books, and psychology books, He spoke to me in my room and He said, the only thing that will change your own mindset is the Word of God. Memorize the scripture a day. So I said, I'm on it. I started this class called Daughters of Zion, Women of God Using Your Time Wisely. They wanted to change. They didn't know how to change. And I could relate to so many different experiences they had been through. So I knew that was my place of calling. That was my place of preparation. And He told me that. That was my college campus. So I used it as that. And I actually started the ministry on 10-10-10, started the mission statement and writing the business plan while I was in prison. The women were saying, how do you pray? The Lord taught me to pray scripture. So I went to my room and said, Lord, you've heard the request. And he created this prayer sheet. It's on the website. It goes into 40 different prisons in Uganda and all over the world. We have pastors that distribute these prayer sheets, faith sheets, I am sheets. And while I was there, the women said, you won't remember us. When I got out, I started the ministry. I sent packages, emailed them, and have created a workbook called I See Me Free. And each week's module is like I See Me with the power of my story, I See Me Embracing Change, I See Me Accountable. And at the end of the week, it's I Am Embracing Change, I Am Accountable. They own it, they take ownership of it, they become I Am. And there's a memory verse in every week's lesson. It is a two-volume, two-year process of deliverance. This is God-breathed workbook. It is phenomenal. It has all things about the brain, the emotions, how our epinephrine, our anger management in our bodies work in conjunction with our emotions. They need to know all of this. I have many certifications in different fields of counseling, fundamentals of prevention and addiction, and criminal justice. We're partnered with them, Healing Communities and Station of Hope. I have a certification in the history of addiction, guide training, different cultural competence for prevention, ethics of prevention. Paracletos International Institute is the primary certification in what this workbook is built off of. And it's therapeutic interventions combined with specialties. And in the book, See Me Free from the Confrontation Within, that's coming out, the poem that the Lord gave me while I was in is The Confrontation Within, and I would like to say that poem. It's the subline of every chapter of the book, so it's very important.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pamela Winderweedle Hillman, founder of ShabarMinistries.org, and now that poem.
Thank you. The Confrontation Within. There is an intention for something far greater, something that runs counter to my conscience. It's struggling to make itself known. I must confront the fears to try to keep me on the seat of anxiety so that my true self may come to its fullness in reality. My ego keeps me running from myself, and I don't want to admit it. I am a battle within. Or am I within the battle? This force, where does it come from? Where must it go? I must confront the demons within to unfold the greatness of true self without sin. Is this who God has created? The confrontation within has to be met with boldness, with authority, with faith and truth. Who holds that truth? Do you know? One thing is for sure, only in Him can I truly grow. Lord, teach me to battle. Teach me to win. Teach me to conquer the confrontation within.
Amen and amen. And it reminds me of that scripture, Pamela, that we truly do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And amen. We are renewed in our mind by the word of God, which you were, and the power of the Holy Spirit, which totally changed your life, invaded your life. Jesus spoke to you in that prison, and that was it for you. And then you have begun a ministry that is now reaching around the world. We're going to have you back on the program to talk more about your ministry, your mission, and the work that you are doing. I know that the Lord is so good in that you had a very destructive past, but look what God has brought you to today.
And I want to add, what we do with the workbook is each person that gets into our program has a mentor. They get a mentor. The mentor emails them weekly. They have an assessment that they email back to their mentor. They do a card or a letter every other week, and they do a video visit with them once a month. It's an incredible program. We have a package program also that we send in to the inmates that are in our program.
What are the stats for those women coming out of prison if they don't have a program like yours?
The recidivism rate, returning back within 3 years, is 83%. With our program, it's 20% or less. We keep very good records, measurable outcomes of every single person in our program. The head chaplain of the state has asked us to go into the men's prison as well, and has asked me to create a 9-month program to go into their new transition center. God breathes program, Christ centers completely. And that's the only thing that will change. and they need to be prepared before they come out. They can get a job and they'll lose the job because of the old behavior. Unless they change from within the gates, from the inside out, no change will take place.
Did you ever think that your life would take you from where you were to where you are today? Now you are married to a wonderful man of God, an internationally renowned speaker and author, Oz Hillman, who we had on the program last week. Briefly, how did that happen, Pamela, and were you surprised?
Oh, my goodness. The Lord took me to a mountain for a full year to the day in preparation to meet my husband, and I didn't know that. I thought I was actually on the property to get it for the ministry, and it wasn't. I met my husband the day that I started packing to get off the property because I didn't get the money for the property, and I met him at a movie premiere called Captive, of all things. And someone had been, there are different producers that were talking to me about a movie about my life. And so I had a contract with me from meeting with one of the producers that day. And the friend that was with me, she introduced me to Oz and said, she has a contract, she may need your assistance. Because Oz introduced himself as being one of the speakers at this movie premiere. So we met that day, and I worked at the engineering company, which was two exits from him. Had been there 4 years. So we just started meeting for lunch and really fell in love so quickly. And he was bringing me books and DVDs and devotionals and all this each time he was meeting with me. And I said, oh, thank you, thank you. I can't read it right now. I'm focused. I have a very large property with a very large warehouse full of things, computer things and kilns and such. I have to get off this property. So I can't read it right now, but praise, with my five dogs.
Praise God, praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to founder and president of Life Changers Legacy, Shabar Ministries, Pamela Winderweedle Hillman, author of the soon-to-be-released See Me Free from the Confrontation Within. You can learn more about Pamela's work, ministry, and mission by visiting shabarministries.org and get involved, get help, get healing, and get set free. Whether in prison or out, your restoration to wholeness awaits you through Christ and Shabar Ministries Outreach. Pamela, I know we've only touched the surface yes. of your truly amazing story, from a life of abuse, addiction, and incarceration to truly overcoming in Christ and now being used by God all over the world to help others do the same, and especially those who are in prison as we speak and those released mm-hmm. needing a, quote, safe place of grace to begin anew. You found your safe place in Jesus, and now others, through you and your marvelous ministry, are doing the same. We thank you. Yeah. God bless you, and we look forward to having you back on Testimony.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening. And please join us again for Testimony.